What's good? What's good? We're back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I want to react to the Bradley Beal trade, and I'm going to react to a Odd Couple video. First, I'm going to get into the Odd Couple video before I get into the Bradley Beal trade. And the Odd Couple video is Rob Parker and Chris Broussard talking about calling out people about how, like, the MVP vote was bogus, and Nikola Jokic validated, I guess, the analytics crowd. But let's get into it.
You trashing today. You know what, I'm still Chris. I don't want to keep saying it over and over, but I think people really, really, really missed the boat on the Joker. I cannot get over how many, and people just, and we'll get into it later, I think, Chris. Aren't we talking about the analytics part of basketball or whatever?
But you people, basically want to trash the voters?
Yeah, the MVP voters. They got it wrong.
So you think he should have won?
I think he should have won, and a lot of people
were. But you weren't saying that before the.
No, I'm not saying like he should have won by a landslide, but I'm just thinking that more and more I feel like there was an anti-vote against him, not.
Bam. That's really what I want to talk about right there. The MVP vote has lost all credibility because it was an anti-vote against him. This isn't politics, man. This is the freaking NBA. And you can't just vote against somebody just because you feel like it's somebody else's turn now. And all due respect, Bede shouldn't have been top two as far as I'm concerned. He shouldn't have been top two as far as I'm concerned. It was between Giannis and Jokic, who are the two best players in the league right now, Giannis and Jokic. I like it, Bede. I mean, he's a good player, but something's missing, man. Something is missing. You know, and, you know what I think it is I think that you know, the hit that just punch you in the mouth mentality on the court, you know, just take it to him. I don't think Embiid has that. You know, something's missing. It was definitely more of an anti-Jokic vote. And like he said, nobody's saying it should have been a landslide. But Jokic clearly should have got three straight. I know some people try to use the excuse, well, Michael Jordan didn't get three straight. Then he should. Well, Michael Jordan should have got three straight too. Especially probably the first three-peats. The first three-peat. The second three-peat, when Barkley got the MVP for the Suns, he was probably deserving of the MVP, you know, Barkley was. So, yeah. Jordan definitely should have got three straight. LeBron probably should have got three straight. He went to eight straight finals, so yeah, he probably should have got three straight. Yeah, Larry Bird was the last guy to do it. Like, you might want to go look up Larry Bird's team record before he played there, and the team record instantly when he played there. I think they won like 30-something, 40 more games instantly when Larry Bird got there. But, yeah, the MVP vote has no credibility anymore as far as I'm concerned, because now we know people will vote against people just because they feel like, oh, it's his turn. His turn doesn't mean he should be the MVP, that he's the most valuable dude for any team. Let's keep it moving.
Just Embiid was way better, and that's why it was a landslide. It was an anti-vote. That's just my gut. I can't. I don't know what the voters are saying, Chris. I haven't talked to 100 voters to say why, but that's just my gut feeling is that there was an anti-vote for him. That's all.
Well, remember.
You know what? And his gut is right. I don't care what anybody says. His gut is right. It was an anti-Jokic vote. You know, they treated this man like he was Donald Trump and Embiid was Biden, man. This ain't politics, man. This ain't politics.
Remember, I mean, I think you're basing that on two guys. Kendrick Perkins, who kind of made it about race, and Kendrick's a friend of both of ours.
Whoa. Really? Really? Chris Broussard? I'm a big fan of Chris Broussard, but let's not try to tiptoe with this. Kind of my ass, Chris Broussard. Kind of my ass. He made it about race.
But he just came out and said, look, Joker only averaged 24 points a game. And that, look, for those, and I voted for Embiid. I thought Embiid, Giannis, who was my second place, and Jokic, who was third, I thought they all were very close. And you could argue for either guy based on varying things. I mean, Giannis was without his second best player for most of the season, and they had the best record in the league. And obviously.
And that's why I would have picked Giannis if I had a vote. That's who I would have voted for was Giannis. But even I was really wrong on this one.
His numbers were splendid. Embiid led the league in scoring, led Philadelphia to a great record,
Hold up. Carmelo Anthony led the league in scoring a couple times. Was he ever an MVP? No.
Record than Denver had. Was great defensively. Like, you know, and then Jokic, of course, analytically was off the charts. But again, 24 points a game. So it's not like, you know, he was destroying people. You know, offensively, just scoring.
Yeah, but
so
it's not just offense, though.
No, you know I know. What I mean? Well, he certainly wasn't doing it defensively.
No, he's but he also had the assists that were high.
Right, but he's an offense. He's an inferior. Well, you brought up scoring offense. So yeah, I said he's an inferior defensive player to Embiid and Giannis. My point is this: the two people came out, I guess,
and they're inferior to him when it comes to offense. I'm sorry. Especially Giannis, who I would have voted for. Giannis can't shoot a lick. Embiid needs somebody to get him the ball. Jokic is literally a point center. Let's keep it moving.
Yes, Perkins came out and kind of made it about race. Mark Jackson left him off his ballot. Mark said,
once again, let's stop tiptoeing. It ain't no kind of made it about race. Kendrick Perkins made it about race. Let's stop with this horse shit, this bullshit, man, with kinda my ass. He made it about race. And that's why it was an anti-Jokic vote, because people were scared to be called racist.
It was accidentally. I'll take him for his word. But that was there one more?
Hold up. Let me stop. Mark Jackson did not accidentally leave him off. That is horseshit. That is bullshit. I don't believe that one bit. So, no, I will not take Mark Jackson for his word. The fake Christian.
You brought up another person, I think. Or is it just those?
No, those were just the two.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. That's only two people.
Yeah.
So, it's like you.
That's all it takes. That's all it takes is two people in the media. Two people in the media to basically make it something bigger, you know, to make it go viral, to make it more talked about. And thank God woke JJ Redick actually called it out and says something about it. JJ Redick is the best thing that ever happened to First Take, as far as I'm concerned. Thank God he called it out. Let me hear what else they got to say, and I'm going to try to get into the Bradley Beal thing soon.
You said it's 100 voters And I didn't have anything personally against Jokic. I voted for him before to be an MVP. And so I'm just saying you can't just be careful basing that off of
I didn't say one or two people. I'm just saying just a gut feeling. I don't have any hard evidence. I haven't talked to voters. That's just
see, this is where Chris Broussard, man. I think I've just lost all respect for Chris Broussard. Once again, all it takes is two big names in media. And if you think other people on social media didn't talk about this bullshit, I've seen plenty YouTube content creators react to that. The JJ Reddick calling out Kendrick Perkins. So it ain't just two people. That's horseshit. That's bullshit. It's bogus, man. It's a false narrative. More than two people talked about this. People with millions of followers talked about this. And their followers talked about this.
A gut feeling I have that there was an anti-vote.
It was.
Not so much that they were in love with Embiid, but that they just... Yep. Embiid had never won it, and Jokic had won it twice. Exactly. He hadn't done that much postseason-wise. And people were taking, I know it's not supposed to count, Chris, but it's like we're giving a guy who hasn't never won a championship, never been to an NBA final, forget about winning, three MVPs in a row. You know what I mean? Like, he hadn't even been to one. So I think that there was some of that there. That's just a
okay, and that's still an anti-Jokic vote. So Rob Parker is 1,000% right on this, that it was an anti-Jokic vote. Even if you say, hey, well, we don't want to give it to him because he ain't won a championship yet. Well, then we could just say we don't want to give nobody an MVP because they haven't won a championship yet. You know, and now everybody's talking about Jokic's the best player in the world, da-da-da-da, this, that, and the third. You know, now they're trying to backtrack and save face Kendrick Perkins who didn't kind of make it about race. He did make it about race. That is 100% facts. Facts. You know, so, yeah.
A gut but feeling.
That's a voter's right. There's no criteria.
I don't have a vote. Right. I don't have a vote. Right. But it's not like the NBA gives you a criteria.
Okay, yeah, it's a voter's right, but it's still an anti-Jokic vote. It is. And I pretty much heard enough on this one. Yeah, man. Screw my gut feeling. I know it was a anti-Jokic vote because Kendrick Perkins made it about race. And when JJ Redick called him out, I think it really amplified it even more. And I've seen plenty YouTube content creators react to this. If I'm not mistaken, Black Conservative Perspective, Tatum Report, Black and White Sports. I mean, I've seen plenty, man, big name YouTubers react to that. I want to get into this Bradley Beal. Report Suns and Wizards finalizing out trade. It's supposed to be Chris Paul, Landry Shamet, and future picks for Bradley Beal. I mean, it sounds good on paper. It sounds good on paper. I mean, think about it. Booker, Bradley Beal, and Kevin Durant. But I got to ask myself, who's actually going to play defense on this team? Bradley Beal, Booker, Kevin Durant? I mean, I'm not saying they can't play defense hard. They're just not great defenders. And they're going to have to play defense super hard for this to work. Who's going to be their point guard? Cameron Payne? Okay. They go keep DeAndre Ayton. I don't see you. They can't keep DeAndre Ayton, Bradley Beal, Booker, and Kevin Durant. They can't afford those. So DeAndre Ayton's going to have to go. Well, that means DeAndre Ayton's going to have to get traded for some defensive players. You're going to need a defensive big man. Because if you think that you're not going to get a defensive big man to go up against the Nuggets, I don't care how much offense you got, you're not winning. You're not going to win. And all I see is three ISO scorers. Now I see three ISO scorers on the same team. Not like, with no Chris Paul, who's going to facilitate this offense? Does Devin Booker get moved to point guard? Bradley Beal to two guard? I don't know. But I don't have this team coming out the West just because they got Bradley Beal. I still got to see who's going to be point guard, who's going to be their center, and who they got coming off the bench. Because no way, no how do I think these three are going to beat the Denver Nuggets. Because that's all it is. It's just three players right now. Because I don't think they're going to be able to keep DeAndre Ayton. No way, no how, man. You got, like, you know, Booker, Bill, and Durant probably making $35, $40 million apiece, and then Ayton making $25-something, $30 million. I don't see it. They're going to have to trade them. If I'm them, I'm trying to see the options of who would DeAndre Ayton. I do like the DeAndre Ayton to Miles Turner and Buddy Hield. If they could get trade DeAndre Ayton for Miles Turner and Buddy Hield, I like that. I really do like that. They'll probably have to throw in another player, some picks or something. I don't know how that's going to work. But do I got the Suns as the clear second best team in the West right now? Yes. Yes. Lakers, you're going to have to make moves. Warriors are going to have to make moves. Durant, Bill, and Booker. Wow. Offensively. But defensively, like, who are they going to stop? They're not even going to be able to stop the Houston Rockets. You know, the Utah Jazz. I mean, they ain't stopping nobody, man. And the Wizards are definitely on full rebuild mode. No, I don't think, if Chris Paul is in the Wizards trade, I don't think he stays with the Wizards. I think they'll buy him out, and then he'll probably end up going to the Lakers. But he's definitely not going to be a Suns with the Suns. We know that much. DeAndre Ayton. Now, if you could get Clint Capella and John Collins for DeAndre Ayton, I like that. I like that. I like Clint Capella, John Collins, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker, which he'll have to play point guard unless John Collins is coming off the bench. I just don't see Cameron Payne as your point guard. I don't see it. I don't see it. I'm not convinced. I'm not sold. I don't know what Vegas is going to have them favored or whatnot. I don't have them favored over Denver. I don't think Denver should just be worried so much because defense. I'm still worried about defense. I'm still worried about rebounding. I'm still worried about what's the offense going to look like with three ISO scores. You know, like Denver has something going, man, with Jamal Murray and Jokic. And even Michael Porter Jr. was saying, like, you know, he's been playing with Jokic so long, he pretty much can almost knows what he thinks, where he wants him to cut, where he wants him to move, you know, where he wants him to be. You know, Michael Porter Jr., I mean, a guy who was literally going to be the number one draft coming out of college until he hurt his back. I mean, literally is telling, you know, talking like Jokic is the greatest player he's ever seen, man. You know, so, yeah, I still got Denver at number one in the West. Clearly, I would give Phoenix a deadlock for number two. They're locked for number two. They still going to have to – I got to see what they do, Ayton. I got to see if they can get a point guard, get maybe a free agent point guard that they could get that's out there. You know, maybe a sign and trade of DeAndre Ayton for Fred VanVleet, because Fred VanVleet opted out. They could get like Fred VanVleet, Booker, Bill, and Kevin Durant. Because I'm thinking, unless Booker's going to be playing point guard, Kevin Durant's going to move the power forward and Bradley Beal's going to move the small forward. That's the only thing that's making sense right now. Unless Booker is going to go to point guard, Bradley Beal is going to move to small forward, and Kevin Durant's going to move to power forward. And I don't know. I just don't see him keeping DeAndre Ayton at center. I think you need to trade him and get as many pieces as you can get. Just get a legit starting center and one or two role players. Because you don't even really need DeAndre Ayton no more as far as scoring-wise. You don't need your center to be able to produce any offense when you got Kevin Durant, Booker, and Bradley Beal. If Kevin Durant, Booker, and Bradley Beal go at least even 2 minutes on a court without scoring, something's wrong. Something is clearly wrong. They're stacked on offense. Now you got to work on defense. They don't even need shooters around these guys. They are shooters. They don't need shooters around Booker, Bill, and Durant. They are shooters. They just need defense, 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 defense. Get a defensive center, defensive power forward, defensive everything, man. I mean, just go for defense. Any one of these guys with three, I mean, and this is the thing, man. If they don't win, if they're not in the finals next year, it's a complete failure. It's a complete failure. But I still don't think they'll be in the finals next year. I almost think the Lakers could still make a move. The Warriors could still make a move. You know, the Warriors can, like, still – I don't know if this opens up the Warriors getting – I've heard Chris Paul to the Warriors. I don't know if that still opens this up. But, wow. Suns. The Heat definitely got to try to get Dame Lillard out, right? The Heat definitely have to try to get Dame Lillard now. If the Heat don't get nobody now, they're not going to be back. What are the Celtics going to be able to beat? Even if the Celtics come out the East, can they beat Bradley Beal, Kevin Durant, and Devin Booker? I think not. Can the Bucks do it? I mean, the Bucks and the Celtics and the Heat, everybody in the East got to, all the top four teams in the East got to make a big superstar move. They got to get a superstar. Dame Lillard's got to go to one of these teams. I like Dame Lillard for any one of these teams, the Bucks, the Celtics, the Sixers, and the Heat. I know they're talking about Dame Lillard to Brooklyn. That ain't going to do nothing. Him and Mikal Bridges? Ah, come on, man. Whoopie-doo. But Memphis, they're going to be still too young. Clippers, they're going to be too injured. Kings need to really try to get Kings need to go after Jaylen Brown, like I said before. If Jaylen Brown becomes on the market, Kings need to go after him. But yeah, right now it's between the Suns and the Nuggets to win the NBA Finals next year, as far as I'm concerned. And if Miami could get Dame Lillard, yeah, they're coming out the East. Or whoever could get Dame Lillard is probably Dame. If Dame Lillard goes to anybody in the West, I don't see him. You know, unless he goes maybe the Lakers, LeBron, Dame, and Anthony Davis. But barring that, Dame Lillard to whatever team in the East, it's between the Nuggets and the Suns to come up to win the NBA Finals next year. Because the Suns ain't done. They're going to make some more moves. I think DeAndre Ayton is going to get traded during draft night. Yep, I definitely think he does. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in.